the concept of EQ. We have been conditioned to believe that IQ is the best measure of human potential. In the past 10 years, however, researchers have found that this isn't necessarily the case, that in fact, your emotional intelligence quotient, EQ, might be a greater predictor of success. We learn to feel before we learn to think. The strong physical reactions we have when we feel anger, happiness, love, surprise, disgust, and sadness, for example, illustrate the idea that emotions went before intelligence. IQ is essential for learning and mental development. EQ is a person's ability to understand his or her own emotions and the emotions of others, and to act appropriately based on this understanding, and it is more important for happiness and success. We have all known people who did not complete college, but who have become very successful in business. We call them street smart. We also know people who, on the whole, are positive, communicative, pleasant, and supportive. These people enjoy a high level of EQ. The vast majority of one's ultimate success in society is determined by non-IQ factors, ranging from social class to luck. Emotional intelligence is one of those factors. The good thing about EQ is that it can always, at any age, be improved, unlike IQ, which remains more or less fixed in adult life. It's important to